Pat Pagano still is on strike on Mondays, and that means we bring in Anthony Jay with a check on the tri-state forecast. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall.
And how are you?
Back.
Did you have a good weekend?
It wasn't too bad. How about you?
Great weekend. All my sports teams lost, but my daughter let me know that her and her boyfriend have gotten engaged, and they'll be getting married in about, I guess, somewhere in about a year. So.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's big news.
Yeah, well, so that made the whole weekend, no matter what else happened the rest of the weekend, made it a great weekend. And that will mean every one of my children, everyone will be out and have their own family and being successful. And that is just unbelievable. It means I was six for six.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty amazing. Anyway, enough about me and being six for six and marriages and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, the only one in my family now who was unsuccessful as marriage is me. All my kids are very successful. But anyways, on to the weather. It was an okay weekend. It wasn't anything spectacular, but it was, I think, what day did we have rain? We had rain on one of the days. I forget.
Saturday
we had rain. But
That was a little unexpected, actually. We got a little wetter, especially across, I think, northwest Connecticut saw some of the heavier showers, a little more than maybe anticipated. But for this week, we've got some showers out there today. And that's going to be the main problem this week, but no heavy rain. We're talking about a mainly dry weather pattern across the Northeast this week, but just a few showers today. And we've got a hurricane, another one, Humberto, that became a hurricane, I think, overnight. And it's sitting off the coast of Georgia, but it's moving out to sea. So we're very happy to report that. It formed near the Bahamas. We thought maybe it might head towards Florida, but it's going to stay over the Atlantic. It might kick up the waves up here by the end of the week because it's going to move east and then north and probably give us some higher surf by, let's say, around Thursday or Friday into the weekend. But otherwise, Marshall, I see sunny skies for tomorrow and right through Friday and probably even through the weekend. So this is going to be a long stretch of gorgeous weather here in upstate New York and downstate New York and all over the east. It's going to be terrific.
Is it going to be more summertime-type temperatures, or are they going to be like fall-like temperatures?
No, we're going to see, I'd say, seasonable temps. Our normal highs about the mid-70s, that's where we'll be today. We'll wake up to morning lows in the 40s tomorrow and Wednesday and maybe Thursday as well. So the kids going to school will feel that little bit of nip in the air as they get to the bus early in the morning. Those kind of fall mornings are what we typically see around here, although it's not officially fall yet. We call it meteorological fall. Marshall began September 1st. But the fall equinox is a little bit later, as you know. But enjoy this terrific stretch of weather. It's going to be wonderful, and I'll keep it dry into the weekend also.
All right, so we got this. So now, so the weekend's going to be dry as well, right?
Yeah, I was looking at the models into Saturday and Sunday. We'll have that hurricane offshore, but we're going to be stuck in the middle, a storm system in the Midwest. The earliest that rain might get here, maybe Sunday night, but otherwise I don't think that we're going to see any rain during the weekend. So enjoy the last official weekend of summer here across Southeast New York and Western Connecticut.
Well, all I can say is it sounds pretty good. You've done a good job. This Monday. Some Mondays you're terrible when you bring us bad weather. But you got it this weekend. You've got a week.
That's a lot. Some good stuff I'm giving you guys right through the weekend.
I was going to say the whole weekend. The weekend. We just have a few showers to get through today. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think any thunder variant, not too likely. So it's all about high pressure. We love high pressures. High pressure is good. Low pressure is bad, I tell people.
Well, pressure is pressure. That's the way I look at it. Pressure is pressure. All right. Well, anyway. So what's your week look like now ahead of you?
Oh, well, yeah, as you know, I'm the weatherman, but I'm also, my other thing is a DJ. So I do a DJ at some of the lounges and here in New York City. So I'll be doing that later in the week. And I'm also getting some new equipment. So I'm excited about that. Some new DJ stuff to mix my music and play my music. So I'm looking forward to that. And the great weather. I love being in New York in the fall time because you can go to Central Park. You can, go out and about and just enjoy the crisp air and while it lasts. And Halloween's coming out, Marshall. Looking forward to that?
See, the great thing about living out here is I don't have to go to Central Park. I just go out in my backyard and
there's right there. You gotta hunt for it.
You don't even have to hunt for it. Yesterday, my dogs were being walked, and about a 600-pound bear decided to come out and greet everybody. The dogs barked because my dogs are always on leashes, and the bear kind of just hung out there and. But so I don't have to go to a park. I live in a park. I go to New York for not going to Central Park. I go for all the concrete and buildings.
That's what it's here. New York, it's a very in New York. You got to look around. Some places you can live in some neighborhoods here and not see any trees, Marshall.
Oh yeah, that's I understand that. All right. Well, I want you to have a good week. And we'll check with you again next Monday.
Yes, we'll do.
All right. Take care, Anthony.
Thanks, Marshall. I'll be listening.
All right. Bye-bye. Anthony J. this morning here on The Breakfast Club with a check on our tri-state forecast, of course.